2018 has been another big year for Iveco, both on the global stage and here in Australia. Locally, Iveco's on track for about 2,300 sales in the Aussie market. That's a better than 20% improvement on the Italian brand's 2017 result. We thought we'd take a look back at Iveco's 2018 starting in January, and it was a number of large vehicle orders that kicked off the year for Iveco. Iveco announced it had won two major defence supply contracts in Germany and Romania. The deals included armoured trucks and military vehicles and totaled more than 400 units. Iveco's international bus division wasn't to be outdone, though. It was announced a contract for 450 new Iveco buses had been received from a major city in the Republic of Cote d'Ivoire in West Africa. The order included 50 CNG-powered buses. Those significant orders helped the bottom line of parent company CNH Industrial. The business achieved a 10% jump in revenue to $27.4 billion and a profit of $1.5 million in 2017. January also saw another healthy order of ACCOs for the Iveco Australia team. One of the nation's leading concrete and construction products companies, ACM, added another 10 8x4 Iveco ACCOs to its fleet early in 2018. They also placed an order for another 10 ACCOs. The business telling us the ACCO is fit for purpose and has a drive line that's proven, reliable and long-lasting. In February, Iveco announced a new partnership with software giants Microsoft. The partnership, called the Digital Transformation Project, promised new digital and connected services for owners of Iveco vehicles. With 2018 in full swing, Iveco announced generous bonuses to shift 2017-plated stock. The bonuses included extended warranties and Iveco-branded Visa cards. The full benefit of the local manufacturing of the Iveco Stralis came to light. Announced in 2017, the building of a local version of the popular truck saw Iveco invest big dollars in new tooling and software for their Dandenong plant. It was also confirmed that the facility would be expanded to allow for the calibration of the truck's adaptive cruise control and lane departure warning systems. In March, it was announced that BMW had successfully completed a pilot project using an LNG-powered Iveco truck. The auto giant's logistics operations in Germany put an Iveco Stralis NP400 to work, shifting components between BMW plants. The luxury carmaker was delighted to see the truck could complete the 530k round trip comfortably on one tank of fuel. Back at home, there was a change at the top for Iveco Australia, with Bruce Healy named the local operations new business director, replacing Michael Johnson, who shifted into a finance officer role with Iveco. Healy came across from Iveco's sister brand, Case IH. The new Iveco boss saying he was excited about leading the Iveco business at an exciting time for the operation. Also in March, Iveco Australia named the brand's 2017 Dealer of the Year award winners. Taking home the top metro dealer award was Melbourne's Adtrans Truck Centre. Regional Dealer of the Year was Nowra Truck and Trailer. May kicked off with the announcement of more strong financials for CNH Industrial. The parent company of Iveco confirming over $9 billion Australian in net income for the first quarter of the year. That total up a strong 17% on the same period in 2017. Iveco announced the My Iveco app had been updated. Iveco confirmed the app gained new features, including a 24/7 immediate assistance button, updated pricing and specs, and expanded connected services. The first half of the year ended on a strong note for Iveco, with an expansion in a 1,000 bus order in Paris. The state-owned Parisian public transport operator confirmed it wanted an additional 150 Iveco articulated buses. The additional buses also took the number of natural gas-powered Iveco buses in operation in Europe to more than 6,000. In June, Iveco Australia confirmed the new Aussie-built Iveco Stralis would come with a Euro 6 compliant engine. The announcement came with news Iveco was putting hundreds of thousands of local kilometres into testing the new Cursor engine, testing that also revealed double-digit fuel savings over the Euro 5 version. While in South America, Iveco celebrated winning one of the brand's biggest ever supply contracts. Iveco was chosen for the supply of 900 school buses destined for the streets of Brazil. And back at home, Victoria Police took the covers off the first of their new mobile alcohol and drug testing buses, all built on an Iveco chassis. The Cummins-powered buses chosen for a host of reasons by the police force, not the least the local manufacturing expertise that Iveco Australia can offer. In July, it was announced that Iveco was taking a big break from tradition at the upcoming IAA Commercial Vehicle Show in Germany. The Italian truck, bus and light commercial vehicle giants confirmed they wouldn't have any diesel-powered vehicles on display at the show. Instead, Iveco committed to a range of 18 vehicles powered by electricity, compressed natural gas and liquefied natural gas. And no, these weren't futuristic concepts. Iveco already has models powered by these technologies available in overseas markets. CNH Industrial reported 2018 second quarter financials showing a big lift in revenue in the period. Revenues are up 15% to 10.84 billion Australian dollars. The lift in revenue helping the global business retire a third of its total net industrial debt in the quarter. Iveco Australia kicked off August 2018 with a special offer for prospective medium-duty truck buyers. The local operation offered $200 Iveco Visa debit cards to the first 200 people who took an Iveco Euro cargo for a test drive. Iveco Australia Marketing Manager Darren Swenson telling us the offer was all about getting truck buyers to take a closer look at how refined, comfortable, safe and fuel-efficient the Euro cargo is. Across the ditch, Iveco New Zealand prepared to move into their new Auckland headquarters. The new facility covers nearly 12 square k's and includes a state-of-the-art service area with 10 truck bays. In September, Iveco welcomed another substantial bus order in Europe. The new contract covered the supply of 141 buses to Brussels, the capital of Belgium. The deal will see Iveco articulated 18-metre hybrid electric buses put to work in the city over the next 5 years. Iveco Australia welcomed an important visitor in September. The Italian ambassador to Australia, Stefano Gatti, visited the Dandenong facility to meet with senior Iveco executives. He was accompanied by the Consul General of Italy, Pierluigi Trombetta. The Iveco Acco got cutting-edge new technology in September, with C Electric taking the covers off an electric version of the tried-and-true machine. Developed in conjunction with waste industry giant Superior Pack, the electric Acco was announced as an attraction at the upcoming Waste Expo Australia event in Melbourne. Boasting a range of approximately 250 k's, the fully electric Acco features a GVM up to 23.5 tonnes. While parent company of Iveco, C&H Industrial, took the covers off a hydrogen fuel cell concept at the IAA Commercial Vehicle Show in Germany, an R&D team from the FPT division had been working on the project with a view to producing a zero-emissions transport solution for heavy-duty vehicles in the future. It boasts an output of up to 400 kilowatts. Iveco also walked away from the show with a major award. The manufacturer took home the Sustainable Bus of the Year award for the Iveco Creolis 18-metre electric bus. In October, Iveco Australia officially took the covers off the new Australian-built Stralis, the new Stralis X-Way being the culmination of 4 years' work by the local team and their international partners. At the same event, Iveco also revealed the Acco was about to enter a new generation with an all-new model in the pipeline. Sharing many of the same underpinnings as the Stralis X-Way, the new Gen Acco will hit the market late in 2019. It'll come with a selection of new safety gear, including autonomous emergency braking, adaptive cruise control, ABS brakes, and stability control. The Iveco year rolled into November with news that an Iveco Stralis had claimed a new world record. The Stralis NP460 ran from Madrid to London without needing to refuel. That's more than 1,700 k's. Later in November, the Stralis NP was named the winner of the Sustainable Truck of the Year 2019 award in Europe. The world record was set as the German Parliament voted to remove all toll charges for natural gas-powered trucks. Iveco, one of the leaders in natural gas technology development for heavy vehicles, welcomed the move. The Italian manufacturer saying the removal of toll charges will be a boost for local operators and transporters passing through the country on long-haul routes. And in December, Iveco announced their models could soon have a full natural gas engine that requires neither diesel nor AdBlue. FPT Industrial took the covers off a new prototype Cursor 13 engine at an event in Italy. The 500 horsepower engine runs purely on natural gas, requiring neither any diesel or urea refill system. We'll continue to bring you the latest Iveco news right through 2019 at heavyvehicles.com.au.